And that is the challenge of the world. And if you still think otherwise, you may have lived on this planet for 50, 60 or 70 years and still expect things not to go wrong. Now, the illusion that you can have things not going wrong, you can still live in that illusion if you live in an advanced industrialized country, perhaps. Travel to India, and you can no longer live in the illusion that things around you are solid and that you are in control. You're not. Nothing that you plan is going to work out. Everything is going to be totally different from the way you expect it. And things will constantly challenge you, forms. And wherever you look, the world is not as solid as it seems to be here. Wherever you go, there are old people, dying people in the street. Are they not? Where are the old and dying people here? I don't see any. They're shut away. We mustn't look. Just pretend that they don't exist. We put them away there. The old go here, and the dying, we put them there. And the dead bodies, never look. You must never see a dead. It's very hard, unless you have a very close relative. If you ever want to see a dead body, they won't let you. They say, you're mad. But if you are in India, you see dead bodies very easily. It's normal. And so you get a much better sense of the fragile nature of the world of things, objects, and forms, how insubstantial this world actually is. And it's only in the West that you have the illusion that the world of form is very substantial, solid, and it's going to last. It's there. It has a solidity and permanency. It doesn't. And when sometimes a gigantic man-made form collapses, like 2 years ago in New York, that comes as a dreadful shock to people because it looked so solid and it collapsed. So the world of objects isn't as solid as it seems to be. The world of bodies isn't as permanent and solid as it seems to be. It is very, very fragile, fleeting, insubstantial. So if that's all you know, then you are in this fleeting, insubstantial universe, and there's nothing. And of course, there's constant fear when you identify with that. Even though they try to just, it's really very much like the Buddha, because the story goes that he was born into great wealth, and his father did not want him to see that there is poverty, that people grow old, and that people die. So he had already reached fairly advanced age. He was, I don't know, can't remember, 25, 30, whatever, and wasn't really aware that there's such a thing as ill, old, and dying people, because he lived in, this is, seems like almost like the West these days, that's shut away. And one day he saw it. His father didn't want him to see it because it had been predicted he would either become a great king or a great spiritual teacher. And the father didn't want him to become a spiritual teacher. He wanted him to carry on the business of being a king, the family business. And so, but the father had made the biggest mistake he could have made. He waited for so long. When finally he did go out, it was such a shock when he saw that people were lying in the streets dying and ill and old, and he saw dead bodies. He said, what is this? Does this happen? What happened to this man? He's not moving anymore. He said, he is dead. Dead? Yes. And that happens to everyone? And what's the point in anything? And soon later, he left everything behind. In the middle of the night, the story goes, when everybody was asleep, and this is a beautiful metaphor, everybody around him was asleep, and he walked out. If that's all there is, so his search then was for that dimension. Is there something else to life than just that? And it lasted a few years. And he tried all the practices, tried to achieve a state of perfection. He got very good at all the practices, and yet they didn't take him to the realization of space consciousness. And one day he almost starved himself to death when he said, "I've had enough." This is my translation of the sutras again. He said, "Enough is enough. Give me some food." And they brought him some food. Most disciples left him. He said, "Oh, he's lost his way. He's eating again." And then he ate normally and he sat under a tree.